This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush was wrong to use his veto to preserve a right-wing federal regulation that prevents physicians from even talking to patients about abortion. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's veto of the anti-gag rule legislation is abortion politics at its worst. The White House is pandering to the right wing. Their position is indefensible. The veto is an insult to basic principles of sound medical practice. It prohibits doctors at public health clinics from telling women the full range of their medical options. Abortion for women is not the issue, Al. Free speech for doctors is. The administration's gag rule is a crude attempt to muzzle the nation's physicians. Patients deserve to have confidence that the medical advice they receive is based on professional judgment of their doctor, not the political calculation of spin doctors committing malpractice at the White House. Admit it, Al, this time the president was wrong.
Ted, I deeply believe that a woman must have the right to control her own body. I am pro-choice. All women should be able to hear about all the options when it comes to pregnancy. The Supreme Court ruling not only limits that, but also restricts the free speech of the health professionals who deserve the confidential right to advise their patients. The Supreme Court is wrong on this one, but I also say that the Congress failed to handle this issue well. Rather than simply passing separate legislation overturning the court's ruling, Congress attached it to the all-important Health and Human Services Appropriations Bill, which is to fund the entire federal government this year for all health issues. Ted, you Democrats in Congress will get along better with our president if you're willing to work with him, instead of always pushing his back up against the wall with your Ward Heeler confrontational politics. Let's learn from this one and pass a separate bill to overturn the gag rule. I'll work for it, too. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.